The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and what's going on in your world with your outdoor adventures, whether it's deer hunting or fishing. We'd like to hear from you. And we are giving away a muzzleloader this month for the month of November. We are giving away a CVA Acura. That is their top end, the Acura. One of their better muzzleloaders. I mean, they're all good, but this is, according to them, you know, one of their better ones. So we've done that last couple of years. We've gone in a progression from Wolf to Optima to Acura. And if that's the way they want to split it up, that's fine with me. I'm okay with it. We're just giving away muzzleloaders to promote folks at CVA because they make a great muzzleloader. I've taken deer, bear, and sick of deer with my CVAs, and you know, I've got a couple of them, and very happy with their performance. I took a deer the last Saturday of the early muzzleloader season, a little buck, and very accurate, you know, very performance. I couldn't argue about it. The animal went right down, didn't suffer, didn't move, just there it was, all good, and I had lost some venison in the freezer a while back, and that replaced it. I just took that little confidence shot. I hadn't taken a deer with a muzzleloader for a year or two. And I think the last one I shot was a sick of deer a couple years ago. The CVAs have never let me down. I've let them down, but they've never let me down. So I'm glad to be partnered with CVA in this fine adventure. Did talk to Chad Shearer. Shoot Straight TV. He's their marketing guy. He's actually coming to Maryland here. I think he's going to be in Prince Frederick, I believe, sometime in February. Maybe we'll slide down and see him, see what's going on down there. Chad's a nice guy. Him and his wife are both nice. Somewhere along the line, we've got pictures of him somewhere. Robin and I met him at a church. He does a lot of the church groups. Met him at a church group here where was it? Sudlersville or somewhere, I think. But if any of you ever met the guy or watched a TV show, nice fellow, Chad Shearer, Shearer. Him and his wife and family, they hunt for a living and they promote CVAs. So couldn't ask for a better combination. We did an interview with him a few years back, and that was before the LR came out. We talked to him about that. But we'll figure out. We'll get a nice little interview. Talk to Brian Eiler, who is a, what is he now? He is a assistant director, deputy director. I can't remember what he is with the Wildlife and Heritage Service now. We talked about a couple things, and got a hunter straight on a confirmation number when we talked to him and helped out a youngster, and that was good. So Brian will be a guest on here with Probably with Jonathan Trudeau. Jonathan is the game mammal manager, so we'll have that pre-recorded show for the first day of deer season when I'm out in the woods. And so, of course, they all had their hands full with the bear season last year. I think they took well over 100 bears. I haven't seen the press release yet, but we'll see what happens. But to win the muzzleloader, very simple. All you got to do is call the radio station, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron has a little sign-up sheet there. You can sign in with your name and first and last name, your accurate phone number. And none of that information goes anywhere. We don't call and harass people or anything like that. We don't keep a list. We just do this for the contest, and then the lists are done away with for the next time. But call in, leave your name and number, and go on the air with me. Very simple process. Win a free muscle loader. We talked to Ryan, who won last week. He was going to try and meet up with us a week or so ago, right after the announcement, but he came down with a little sinus infection and something. So, interesting guy. He and Captain Don are buddies, and Captain Don and we talked about his little fishing tournament they had last week. They won the tournament. Ryan was on the boat. Ryan won the muzzleloader, and Ryan got some good news about his blood count. So he has some rare type of cancer, and he's working on that. But the blood work came back, and it should go a long way. So last Saturday was a good day for Ryan, good day for us. Let's talk to Alan in Baltimore. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, not much. I'm a double L A Alan. By the way, you've spoken to me many times before.
A double L A, yeah, that's the best one. Yep.
That's right.
That's the original.
I wanted to say something about the CVAs. I built my first CVA in 1978. Won lots of competition, killed lots of deer with it. Just wanted to say that about the CVA.
Percussion cap or muzzle or flintlock?
Percussion. I have flintlocks too, but my first one was a percussion, mountain rifle. And 1978, I built that. I was 18 years old, and I've taken it to a lot of black powder competition and used it in black powder seasons for many years. Killed many a deer with it.
There you go. It's a good firearm. They make a good gun. They make a good kit. Now you see, my ex-father-in-law, he's passed away many years now, he went against the grain when it was flintlock season in Pennsylvania. Back then, let's see, I was probably in my 20s when that first season came in, maybe late teens, early 20s, and my wife and I both had a Thompson Center Renegade flintlock. Well, he decided he was going to go against the grain, and he bought a .45 caliber CVA flintlock, and right. You know, we all hunted together and used, you know, our own firearms, but I have that firearm, so I have that muzzle loader, so I don't know if I would ever shoot it, but you know, it's certainly in good enough shape to shoot as a flintlock, so there you
right,
go.
Right, I got you. Mine's a 50 caliber, and back when you're talking about there, I was one of the club members to a club out in Western Maryland that actually initiated getting the muzzleloader season for Maryland.
Oh, good. Yeah, the Garrett Allegheny Sportsman's Association. I know they were big back in the day. There was a lot of controversy about the early muzzleloader season. The bow hunters didn't want it, and the bow hunters came out in force to the point where DNR and I think I was on the air at the time. The DNR came out and said, I remember Josh Sant was wildlife director. DNR came out and said, well, you know, we'll have to do a survey. And they did a survey, and the majority of hunters were for the early muzzleloader season, despite the opposition of the Maryland Bow Hunter Society. And I'm not sure who was in charge at the time. I know a lot of those guys. But they were very adamant that, oh, it's unsafe, there's too many leaves on the trees, you know, that's our season, we'll be out there hunting too, and, you know, and there were a series of meetings. Mimi DiPietro showed up at one of them and then didn't after
right.
that.
I remember all that controversy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name either. We was trying to push for a bucks only. And,
right.
And actually pushing, I think back in the beginning, we was actually pushing for flintlocks too, just like Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got the season, and my brother is no longer with us, but my brother took the first muzzleloader in our family, took the deer, first deer with a muzzleloader in our family, and it was like, that was wild, you know.
Well, no way. That was in this. That was in the last century. You mean? You don't mean the century before that?
Yes, exactly.
The old Meshack Browning, huh?
Yeah. From out in Western Maryland, right?
Yeah.
I go to all the events and stuff too. I'm a reenactor. I do the mountain men stuff. Yeah.
But like I said,
the competition and everything.
Yeah, I'm friends with Meshack's great grandson, who happens to be the representative for St. Croix rods and Buck knives. Been in the industry for many, many years, known him for a long, long time. And every now and then I'll see him out on the road, see him at Clyde's or somewhere. But I don't know if he's retired yet or not. But he actually wound up with Meshack's manuscript, his knife, and his flintlock. And I believe he donated to the Western Maryland or Maryland Historical Society or something like that. I'm not sure where they reside right now. But it was fun when I was out there. I had a nice invite to hunt some private land out there when I was bear hunting, first bear hunt. And the guy was relatively well off. He was quite well off. And I remember sitting in the two-story bear stand, deer stand, built like a shooting house, carpet on the floor, carpeted shelf where you could lay your firearm, you know, sliding windows and all that, a bookshelf above the windows. And there on the bookshelf was 44 Years in the Life of a Hunter by Meshack Browning. While I'm waiting, I'm reading 44 Years in the Life of the Hunter, and he's talking about, you know, Bear Creek and all this stuff out in Garrett County, and I'm looking down, I'm going, you know, Bear Creek is right down there. I wonder if Meshack came through this property. I bet he did. How about that?
Yeah, I've done the same thing, and when he talks about the meadows and stuff like that, I know exactly where he's talking about.
Sure.
Yeah, I read the book, too. I know it.
Yep. All right, brother. Well, thanks. You're in the contest. Hope you win a muzzleloader.
All right, 10-4. I appreciate that. And you have yourself a fine one. Good hunting this season, and we'll talk to you again.
I'm sure you will. Now, you know, this is the last day when you actually have a decent time to wake up and get in the woods before that sunrise, that half hour before sunrise kicks in. Tomorrow morning it's going to be an hour sooner, so, you know,
right.
A little less sleep. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Alan. You have a great day.
You too, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. Well, then that'd be a good place, good time to tell the folks about Hearth America. I'm sitting here with the remote control now. The fireplace was on overnight. Beautiful, you know, beautiful room, warm, nice and warm in the room. Dogs are, you know, passed out. I'm about half asleep, but you know, I can turn that thing on with a flick of my finger, and I have flames, and I got a beautiful looking firebox in there. It looks like there's logs in there, and, you know, embers glowing and the whole deal. Beautiful, just like. But you know what? I don't chop wood anymore. I don't carry wood anymore. I don't split wood anymore. I don't buy wood anymore. No, I just sit here and press a button, and there's my heat and a beautiful firebox with a stone fireplace behind it. All that courtesy of, well, not courtesy of, all that because of Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, your premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected this beautiful Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert with the antique-looking hammered front grill, and it's great. I mean, I turn the fan on, it blows the heat out. The fan can continue on after the fire goes out, and the warm heat box will keep heating the room without burning gas. It's just, we love it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy. They carry Enviro and Regency brands. Enviro makes the pellet inserts as well as the freestanding pellet stove as well as the gas insert. Regency makes both gas and wood inserts. They also make a freestanding wood stove if you're looking for primary or secondary heat. Also, they have, you know, the pellet, gas, the electric electric is a big deal at Backyard Billy's too, Hearth America as well, or a wood stove at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that already here cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Hearth America, that's at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. They're at Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. Evans Avenue is the exit in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, that's the fireplace. That's right. So, on the bear hunt, the one-day bear hunt with my bonus daughter, Dora the Explorer. Laura, she carried her grandfather's 300 Savage Model 99, which was really great. I'd love to have one of those someday. That's the gun my grandfather used that's the rifle my grandfather used. My grandfather, her grandfather, two different guns, same gun, same caliber, Savage Model 99, 300 Savage. I carried the X-Bolt in 300 Win Mag, and I was thinking about Clyde Sport Shop and the commercial for the X-Bolt that has all the standard Magnum and short Magnum caliber centerfire high-powered rifles. They also have the X-Bolt Pro, which I had just seen on the shelf, and all the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon models as well. So if you're looking for a high-powered rifle, consider the X-Bolt from Clyde Sports Shop, the full-line Browning dealer here in Baltimore, 410-242-6108. That's the X-Bolt and all the models of X-Bolt, the Pro, the Hell's Canyon, and all that. Take a look at all of them. Put them all up to your shoulder. See which ones you like, and maybe you like one better than the other. Make your selection. 410-242-6108. That's the phone number for Clyde Sports Shop. If I said it too fast, it's 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They are open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957. Clydesports.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. See our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. by the bag or block.
Yep.
Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Edgewater. Morning, Mike, how are you?
Good morning there, young man.
What's going on?
I hope everything's going well.
Yeah, no bad, no problems at all here.
Good deal.
Just incredibly busy, that's all. Go ahead.
I understand. I have my grandson who had his first duck last year, and he's gone out again this year. I told him to make sure that he brings the duck here at the house and that I would fix it for him. I'm not thinking that there's probably some special techniques that you might be able to share with me that I could have this a good experience for him.
Okay, what is the issue again? Tell me again what it is?
Cooking the duck.
Ah, okay. You're going to do some duck cooking. Did he bring his ducks?
He got a breast.
He got duck breast or goose breast? Okay. All right.
It was a small wood duck is what it was.
A wood duck. Okay. Well, I'll defer to our audience for the best way to cook a wood duck, but I will tell you this. You don't want to overcook it unless you cook it in a crock pot. Wood duck, man, I would probably soak that overnight in salt water, get the blood out for the most part, then probably soak it for a while in buttermilk. Buttermilk. Then I would probably take, he only got the one, so it's going to be like a couple bites.
Yeah.
Is that right? Huh?
That's right. It's good enough for a sandwich or something, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, then what I would do, I would probably just saute that in butter for a few minutes. I wouldn't do more than 2 or 3 minutes on the side at the most. And you don't want it, like shoe leather to try and eat it like that. You got beautiful breast meat there. You want to get the flavor and the texture of that. And I think maybe if you flour, you could do it in egg and flour if you wanted a kind of a deep fry thought on it, but I would just probably dust it with a little flour, and fry it in butter or bacon fat. And just like I said, don't overcook it. And see how it works out for him.
Well, we're certainly going to look forward to doing that.
Yeah, a lot of salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. Don't forget your seasoning.
Okay.
All right.
I'd also entered into the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
My thought
was
that I would present that if I'm lucky enough to win it. I would present that to my grandson.
To your grandson. That's great.
Yeah. For sure.
That is great. All right, man.
One more thing. I sent you on your message. I sent you a song. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. It's called Yellowback Fly.
I saw that come in. Actually, I didn't turn my phone on silent, and I think you sent that. Good grief, what time did you send that this morning? my messenger went off, and I went, what in the world?
Yeah, that was me.
I can tell.
Yellowback Fly, and it's by Steve Martin. I don't know if you're interested in it or not, but I just thought it would be nice to send it to you.
I appreciate that. Now, who is the artist?
Who's Fly?
Oh, Steve Martin.
Yes, Steve Martin.
He's quite a banjo player. Can you hear it?
I can.
There you go. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send that to Air. Maybe make that one of our little bumper music selections. What do you think?
Sounds great.
I like it. Well, thanks for the song. I appreciate that. Steve Martin, crazy comedian. Yeah, wild and crazy guy.
Absolutely.
Three Amigos.
Thanks for being on the air for me.
All right, buddy. You're welcome. I'm glad to be here for a long time. You have a great day.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. See ya. All right. How about that? Yellowback Fly. We'll send that over to Aaron. Good morning there, Big John. How you doing? Oh, they ordered the book by Meshach Browning. Yeah. Yeah, Meshach Browning. It is a good read. You know, everybody talks about Meshach Browning. If you read the introduction, I don't know how many 4,000 deer and 600 bears. I forget what all he claims to have taken out there along the western Maryland, western Pennsylvania area, West Virginia, out that way, you know, that mountain range out there. And somebody said, oh, yeah, he was a great hunter. I said, he was a market hunter. I said, what? I said, yeah, he talks in the – did you ever read the book? He talks about loading up the deer meat on the train and going to Baltimore to sell it. I said, Meshach, probably one of the main reasons there's no deer in western Maryland. They didn't like that. But, you know, hey, look, you call it like you call it. I talked to a fellow the other day who said his grandfather was I forget if he said law enforcement officer or something during day and market hunter at night, you know, and enforce the laws during the day and at night go out and shoot the punt gun, make some extra bread for the store. So let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how you all doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I'm still looking down to the top of the grass, so as long as you...
Well, that's the main thing right there, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, you probably won't be calling me when you're looking up at the roots, will you?
Nope, don't think so.
I don't think so either. Maybe I won't even be here. You never know. Mm. You never know. So, all right, well, how was your week?
Yeah, just a normal week.
Yeah. Well, the deer are running. They're getting slaughtered on the highways. I guess they're running at night, and running the bucks are running the does, and the does are running from the bucks, and the annual rut has kicked off big time. I guess after that full moon would probably spur that action. At least that's what I was always taught. Whether that's folklore or whether it's just time of year, I don't know. But
Robin, what's your day?
No, she's not here today. Well, she's here, but she's not on the air. So,
right.
Yes, indeed.
Tell her I said hi.
I will do that. I will do that, buddy. So, appreciate the call.
Any kind of thing happens anytime soon that you and her might be too?
I don't know. We haven't even looked at the schedule. I've kind of resigned from normalcy right now. I've got the quarterly and the record book both due to the printers this coming week, and a lot of work to do on both. So I've been spending every spare minute behind the computer. I put the list of the bow hunters in the record book, the bow hunters that are in the record book, not just the ones we measure, but the ones that have been there, you know, throughout history, were 1,494 listings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go through all those on a database and make sure I list the name, first and last name, the county, the date of kill, if it's available, the gross score, if it's available, and the net score, which is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 databases that we've merged together.
Oh, shoot.
so there's some duplication across the board. And hopefully by next year, everything will be a little easier. But it's been amazing. I mean, BBS, Bucks, Bears, Stags measured 530 some animals for this record book. So quite extensive. I mean, extensive youth program, extensive female listings. You know, all the bows, all the crossbows, all the muzzleloaders, all the firearms listings for whitetail, sika deer, and black bears, females, youth, you know, all that stuff. So it's all typical and non-typical. That adds to it with the whitetail deer, too. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. So those of you who will be getting that book or have yet to pre-order, you can on the Bucks, Bears, Stags website, bucks-bears-stags.com. You can pre-order it, and it will be made available as soon as we get it back from the printer. We'll start shipping them. But yeah, it's a lot of work, buddy. It's a lot of work. So, and then I told somebody we're probably going to have about 300 pictures in this one, and then we've got all of the stories that have come together. I mean, just stories of what we call legacy whitetails, you know, deer shot back in the 80s and 90s and even back in the 60s. We've got a buck from up in Western Maryland was taken in 1961, a big giant buck. So a lot of stuff in this record book. So, yep. So it's the history and legacy of Maryland hunting, and anybody that has it will be blessed to read it. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn.
Hey.
You have a great day, buddy.
You take care. And
you do the same.
I said hi, and also.
Indeed. All right.
Great.
We'll see you, buddy. Thanks. Got an email from Arnold, who I think called in last week or week before. Best tasting duck, he said, wood duck. Brine it in salt water. Cook very rare, fry or grill. Thinly sliced. Slice thinly and serve on a cracker with a thin slice of cheese. There you go. There's another way right there. You cannot overcook waterfowl. I mean, you can, but you won't like it. I've even eaten eider, which is a sea duck that we've killed in Maine, and asked the captain how he cooked it, and he gave me the buttermilk recipe. And he said, slice it thin, soak it in buttermilk, dust it with flour a little bit, and then just flash in the pan and out of the pan and eat it rare, and you will enjoy the flavor of it. I've tried that with local sea ducks as well. They're hard to eat, but you know, if you're going to kill it, you should eat it. A lot of guys that are avid sea duck hunters have learned to make sausage. They take all their duck breasts and they have them ground up with some seasoning and that type of thing and some fat, and they turn them into just the basis for some sausage. So, you know, there's that as well. But the wood duck, yeah, please don't overcook it. That's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And a lot of people are wishing Robin well, and, you know, she's fine. She did a lot of – we had a birthday yesterday. Our 4-year-old is now 4 years old, and going out to have a little get-together today for an hour or so. But she created she made her famous potato salad, which is spectacular. And then she also baked 4 cakes and layered them. And it looks like a mountain with a trail going up the side. And I haven't quite figured out what it's going to be, but She showed me the excavating equipment that's going to be riding on top of that. The boy is great on equipment. He loves equipment at 4 years old. Fire trucks, ambulance, police cars, any kind of ground-moving equipment, excavators and bulldozers and things like that. Well, she wound up with this little kit of cake-size construction equipment. So apparently there's going to be equipment on, around, and going up the side of this cake. I can't wait to see it when it's done, and maybe we'll share a picture. She can share a picture on her Facebook page as well. But yeah, so she did a lot yesterday. Made those cakes and the potato salad ready for the event today. So we're just having preparations here. So I think she's wrapping a couple gifts today and some other stuff. So anyway, he's going to have a memorable fourth birthday. Good for him. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would be glad to hear from you to enter the muzzleloader contest, but it's time for me to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service right down the street here in Easton. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service, well, they stock the tires for your car or your truck, and if they don't, they'll have them the next day. That's how good they are. Spurry's Tire Service has tires for, you know, from your Triumph to your tractor trailer. I'm not kidding. Anything from your lawnmower and your wheelbarrow up to your farm tractor and your harvesters and your anything in your barnyard or your backyard, they've got tires for it, no question. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. That includes when that darn check engine light comes on and you go, oh, now what? Well, just take it in there. They'll check it. They'll diagnose it. They'll hook up the computer to their machinery, the computer in your car to their machinery, and they'll say, well, this is what happened, and this is how you fix it, and they do. So they'll repair it when that check engine light comes on, and you're on your way. They offer 24-hour truck service and, you know, much more. All of that has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our daughter and son-in-law and his company and our company, kept us satisfied for over 30 years. Just stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I said no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rolled the window down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed all around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bow.
That's a sad story, you know. I wonder where NRP was on that one. That's what I need to know. You know, shot that buck out of a window. You don't do that in Maryland, folks. No, you don't. Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Mr. Gary. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just calling to get on the contest list.
All right.
Basically, that's it.
Did you find any fish last week?
No fish. I tried. Seen some, but nothing on the hook.
Seen some breaking?
No. Deep in the water.
Oh, you saw them on the depth finders, what you're saying, but you couldn't get on them.
Yeah, right. But I couldn't get them on the hook.
Ah, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, well, it happens, you know.
Maybe you're not holding your mouth right.
That could be.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to have that look of determination on your face, but you can't let them see you. You know, looking like you're trying to catch them.
Yeah.
You have to be determined, but you have to be kind of nonchalant, you know, just be confident and just, hey, I'm out here. I'm drinking an iced tea and I'm just bobbing around out here. And, you know, I don't care if you know, there's a bucktail down there, but just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Okay. And everything's fine. You know, and then, you know, you have that confident look on your face, but, you know, you're determined, but don't get me wrong. You just want to kind of let those fish know you don't care if you catch them or not. And then what happens is they're going to go, ha, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll show you, buddy. And that's when it happens.
I think
you got to have the right mental attitude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. But I think it's because I have the net showing in the water, so maybe.
You probably want to put that up on deck somewhere.
Yeah, I think I'm keeping the. Yeah, I'm going to hide the net for now.
Hide the net. Eat a sandwich. Take a nice tea out there, and just chill out a little bit. And, you know, You can hold your fishing rod, you know, but just don't make it look like you're working the lure. You know, I'm jigging, I'm up and down, I'm popping this lure, and man, I don't know why they're not biting. You just kind of let it down there and just kind of nonchalantly, you know, pull the rod up and down a little bit, work it just a little bit, make it pop up about 6 inches or a foot, and then, you know, let it down a little bit, and then just kind of chill out and relax, and then when they grab it, boy, you've got them fooled because they think you don't care and you're not paying attention, but you are focused like a laser, but you're not showing it in, you're not showing it in your face, kind of poker face them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, say hi to Robin for me.
Thanks, Gary. See you later. Oh, my goodness. John in Queen Anne. Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Hey,
good.
I had a couple of little pictures here you ought to see. If you can remember back in 97, my dates on this one, November 19th, 97.
Yep.
There are deer locked up in the field. Right off
okay.
of 213.
Wow.
It made a newspaper article. I didn't kill them. I took the pictures of them.
Right.
It was just one of them stupid stories that, I think it was the last day of archery season. We had a routine on that farm. We would go down. He would get his newspaper or take the kids to the school
yep.
bus.
Yep.
And what he did that day, we went down there to get his newspaper, and at the end of the lane, and here's this, it looked like a buck, big buck, was sitting a doe, you know, because we could only see one deer at that time standing
right.
up.
Right.
Well, after it was flashing around down, out in the waterway, and the doggone thing, we couldn't figure out what it was doing. And then all of a sudden we realized, we thought it might have had a trash bag on its head. It got somewhere, but it's
right.
Just, all right. It turned out to be, he was locked up in another buck. And it never could get out apart. So what he did, he had, the one deer killed the other deer.
Uh-huh.
And,
he carried the rack around, the other deer rack around on his head.
Still locked up. They were locked up. They're locked up to this day on display.
Yeah.
The taxidermists could never get them apart.
Nope. Sometimes you can't.
Let's see here.
We've got two stories coming up in the record book.
He does. But I got another rack. I had it at the last day of muzzleloader season. It almost looks identical. It never got mounted. I got the tag on it.
Yeah.
We got this one tag that I had got on the last day of muzzleloader season. That was an ignorant story on that one. It was just one of them things just, hey, you should have ran before I had to go to work.
that day.
I stepped out the door and went bang and...
Well, how do we get these pictures?
These, I took them.
I know, but I mean, how do I get them?
Well, during our normal routine, you go down to the end of the lane at 213.
Yeah.
You've probably seen these up there in Pennsylvania. They were displayed up in Harrisburg several years in a row.
Okay, well, I haven't been there in a while, but I don't recall, so... Well, question is, how do I see them now?
I'll be down in Easton anyway today for that thing going on down that way.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bring all the photographs and everything.
Well, buddy, I
was up there the other day, and I got the negatives of these. He just...
All right.
It's one of them weird but true stories. DNR
yep.
even came out there. Well,
okay.
We had to get that. He got a non-hunting permit for the one.
Yeah.
The other one that was still alive, he got the regular hunting archery permit.
Yeah.
It was just one of them stupid stories.
I hear you. Well, we've got your number. Let me hang on to your number, and we'll try to get up to date. I've got that birthday thing today, and we'll go from there. How's that sound? We'll get in touch. Okay, John? I don't know what happened there. All right. Let's talk, I guess, Steve to Stephen Rosedale. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just getting in the contest and getting ready to go pick my grandson up, take him out to Bass Pro and see if we can't waste some money before deer season. And there's another little, there's a place that reminds me of Sunny Surplus down in Jessup, back off of Race Road. I do not remember the name of it. Sells okay. All Army Surplus. We're going back in and looking that place today, too.
All right. Well, I wish you would try some of our sponsors, you know, and mention them on the air. That would be even better.
I spend our guns all came from Clyde's.
Now, there we go. There we go. Yes, sir. I appreciate
that.
My
first go-to for sporting goods, but I'm looking for the wide selection in front of my face, which unfortunately you can't get at Clyde's. But I wish they had a larger facility because I like those guys.
Been going
there
good people.
Many years, 30,
yep.
35 years.
Well, they'll treat you right on your guns. I know that. I've got a lot of guns from Clyde's myself. So,
yeah.
But, well, good luck out there, okay?
I appreciate it, and appreciate your show. Always glad to hear it in the morning.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I have a radio to put in my house because I got to go sit in my truck to listen to you.
What? You have a computer?
I do, but I just moved, and I don't have Wi-Fi or anything hooked up.
Oh, okay. I got it. How about you have a cell phone?
Rosedale. So I'm in the middle of everything there.
I got it. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for going out in your truck, and you're probably a little chilly out there this morning, so thank you so much.
Well, I'm an early riser anyhow.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You do the same. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. We'll hear from Lee here in a minute, but we're coming up at the end of the show, and I got to tell you folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, it's cold now, but we got some weekends coming up and some days that you're going to be able to go out and do some barbecue. Maybe you barbecue all year long. I don't know. Maybe you hit the grill all the time. I don't know what you do in your house, but I mean, we like it cooler to do our grilling, even though, you know, you got to warm the grill up a little bit better. But here's what you do. You get one of those pellet grills by Traeger or one of the pellet grills by Memphis at Backyard Billy's. You set it and you control the heat and everything else, the time on your phone. You just go inside the house and let the thing do itself and, you know, grill it, smoke it, whatever you want to do. Big Green Egg also, Kamado Joe. Those are grill smokers that are available at Backyard Billy's, and you can see all that right there with all the furniture and all the, look, you might want to consider a gym set for the kids. You know, they used to call it a swing set. No, it's a gym set now. It's got sliding boards and things to climb on and all that stuff, swings and all that. Yep, gym sets are available. You want to think about those for the kids, grandkids for Christmas. That's at Backyard Billy's. How about a new shed? All that big stuff, you know, is free delivery within 60 miles, and they'll set it up for you, too. And free delivery to the beaches as well, Maryland and Delaware beaches. So it's not just grills. It's not just you know, fireplaces and things like that. It's furniture. It's backyard furniture. It's chicken coops. Maybe you want to, you know, get yourself a chicken coop or a dog pen, or maybe you want to look at the pergolas or the gazebos or any of that kind of stuff. You know, just go check it out. You got a free weekend? Head over to Backyard Billy's right there off exit 44. That's Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. And the local folks know how to get there, too, in Graysonville. But garden decorations, furniture for any lifestyle, fire rings if you're going to have a nice cookout on an open fire. They've got the rings and the pits right there. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. And there's the music. Time for me to tell you, if you got to go, go. Get out, stay out, but do stay safe. And when you get back, give your family a hug. Give your wife a kiss. They'll be glad you did. We'll see you next hour.